Conley, unconcerned, asks nothing of trial. Atlanta, Georgian, August 10, 1913. Despite the attacks of the defense and the trial of Leo Frank has made upon his story, Jim Conley, from whose lips fell the most damning and abhorrent testimony a Georgia jury has ever heard, sits calmly in his cell at the Tower, inscrutable and unconcerned. The Negro, for weeks the greatest puzzle in the criminal annals of the state, has become an even greater puzzle since he told his story and was taken back to the gloominess of the jail. The fact that he is an admitted accessory after the fact in the murder of little Mary Fagan does not apparently weigh upon his mind. He asks no questions about the trial or whether the defense has succeeded in breaking down his remarkable tale, and whenever information is vouchsafed to him, he receives it with the same cunning smile that baffled Frank's attorneys and that has baffled students of criminology since the Negro became connected with the Fagan case.